Radio.
Radio.
Radio De Verbinding.
De Verbinding.
De Verbinding.
De Verbinding. Radio De Verbinding.
Radio De Verbinding.
Hey, hallo, het is weer vrijdagmiddag. Tijd voor een nieuwe uitzending van Radio De Verbinding. Een gevarieerd muziekprogramma gemaakt door HVO Querido. Een stichting voor maatschappelijke opvang in Amsterdam en omstreken. Radio De Verbinding zet keer op keer een bewoner of kenner in de spotlights. Kleurrijke vertellingen, veelal afgewisseld met muziek. Het komende uur mag alles, nou ja, bijna alles. En fungeren we als een toegankelijk podium voor verborgen verhalen. Vandaag verwelkom ik Mysterious M en Monique in de studio.
Dank je.
Ja, welkom.
Ja.
Ja. How are you? Today is going to be in English and a bit of Dutch.
Ja, ja.
Ja?
Ja.
So, and at the technicals we have Armando and Rebecca today.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Okay, well, how did you end up over here?
That's a good question. Yeah. In the studio or us? This journey.
The journey before. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it?
We talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we met, like, or when my music, like, when I start making.
Well, it's
music.
Maybe it's good to start. How do you know each other? Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, let me remember. Okay, that was a time when I just transferred for the in from Lembeckland, the Opfang. So I was making a song and I finished with the song, but the song took like 1 year. I already finished with the song and the song was in my head. I always like repeat it in my head and I always practice it. Yeah. So
it was for a year in your head, you
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was like,
is it long or is it short for you?
No. it was long for me because that time I didn't have studio, I didn't have nothing. So it was hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when a song is in your head like long time, it gets boring a little bit.
Yeah, can imagine.
Yeah. So That time I was writing the song and then my friend Kamara, I just came to Amsterdam, then I met him. We know ourselves long time. So yeah, shout out to Kamara. Yeah. Yeah, we know ourselves long time ago. So when we see each other in Amsterdam again, we was happy to see each other and he showed me around everything. Then I met this guy. He's from Suriname. Yeah. So the moment the guy see me, he was so happy. He said, "Where are you from? What do you do?" Then I said, "I just came to Amsterdam." Then we talked a little bit. And then we was going, Kamara said, "Ah, you are lucky, eh?" He said, "This guy, even me, he don't even speak to me like that." And that is the first time I met this guy. I said, "It happened, you know, you can meet someone, then we have connection with the person that time." So yeah, so I was writing the song. The song was halfway. Then Kamara just come. He said, "The guy is dead." I was like, "Wow." I said, "What happened to him?" He tell me the story. Then I just put it in the song.
Whoa, that was the guy you just met?
Yeah. In Amsterdam. Then I just put it in the song like, pop.
Okay. And when were you going to meet Monique then?
Yeah, I'm coming. So
oh, okay.
I just put it in the song.
Yeah.
So I was finished with the song. I have the song like for 1 year. Then one day you just like, we have a program in Plantation Mandakak. So if you want, you can do it because few people already know that I do music. But I never like expose myself as that time. So
They have to search for you.
Yeah. Say, "We have a music program in Plantation Mandakak. So if you want, you can do." Then I said, "Oh." I said, "Yes." I said, then in my mind, I was like, I said, "I have to do it, you know, because it's a risk sometimes because."
You never stood on a stage before?
No.
Okay.
But I did it like a couple of times, but I never do my own music.
But Mohammed, before we're going to dive into your song making abilities, could you introduce yourself a little bit? Like, what's your age? Where are you from?
Oh, I'm 21 now. And yeah, I'm from Sierra Leone. Yeah, Lion Mountain.
All right, the diamonds.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
All right, so when did you first came to Holland?
Oh, late 2018.
All right. Now we're going to continue where we stopped.
Yeah, you came to Holland and did you immediately go to Amsterdam?
No. I stay in Yada Collegia, which is in Rolda, Assen.
Oh, in Assen, yeah. In Drenthe.
In Drenthe, it's very far.
It's very far, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you like Drenthe?
Yeah, I liked it because I used to stay in a group, mm-hmm. which is African guys. All of us used to stay together.
All right.
So it was a sort of cozy over there with the group.
Yeah. Sometimes we really, it's a good experience to see different people from different countries like Guinea, mm-hmm. Sierra Leone and Ivory Coast just come together. It's a good experience to know a lot about the other countries.
Yeah, the other stories of all the people.
Yeah.
And then after Assen, you went to?
Den Helder? Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask. So you were in Drenthe, so you just mixed more with the Africans, or did you also meet Dutch people or other people from other countries and cultures?
Yeah, other people from other countries.
Yeah.
From the Arab people, we used to have two ladies, they are from Arabs. So I think they are the only people who are Arabs there. The rest is Africans.
But you didn't meet any Dutch people over there?
The teachers.
The teachers, all right. That's it, all right.
Yeah, and then maybe some other cities as well before you came to Amsterdam, or?
Oh, that time I was 15, so we usually don't go out. Yeah, we usually don't go out, so they have to take us outside once in a while to show us. Yeah,
you were not allowed on your own.
Yeah. So that time we came to Amsterdam. Yeah, just chilling. We see lots of people walking around. I was mm-hmm. like, wow, this city is nice.
Yeah. Maybe you can also tell something about how you two met.
Yeah,
because this is
sure.
a very long introduction.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, what Mo was getting at was that we were organizing a talent show at the Plantage Muidengracht together.
And for the people who don't know, what is Plantage Muidengracht?
Yeah, it's a shelter for undocumented people. Mm-hmm. We have 7 in Amsterdam. It's from HVO Querido, but it's also connected to the LVV program of the Netherlands.
Okay.
It's a landelijke vreemdelingenvoorziening.
Uh-huh.
And they shelter people. And together in the LVV program, they also give legal guidance to people that want to get a HASA, een herhaalde asielaanvraag.
Okay, yeah.
So they live with us for 18 months, around and about. And then the legal office checks if they have a good enough case to go back to the Apple.
And what is a example of a good case?
Oh, that's so difficult to say. Everybody has their own personal story, of course.
Yeah.
It's very complicated. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
And it also depends on that, of course, and on how much you can prove. It's all about that also. So you have a story, but it's mm-hmm. also a story that you have to prove to the government, like that you really went through that and you have physical evidence to support that.
Okay.
So
is it quite difficult to make this complete?
It's quite difficult, I think, for a lot of people also, because when you run away from a country where you feel unsafe, mm-hmm. It's very hard to bring evidence with you.
Yeah.
Also, or evidence gets lost in your refuge to another country.
Mm-hmm.
It can take also quite some time before you reach Holland, and you can get into many other types of bad things that can happen to you. So it is quite difficult to prove like, yeah, I really lived here. Or even if you don't have a passport, you have to prove also you're from that country. So,
well, it almost sounds impossible, actually.
It is quite difficult, but I can also see people in the LV program have a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, I think around half of the people go back, and a lot of those also get a positive because of the legal guidance they get from the LVV program also.
Okay.
So that is hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have that legal guidance before. Even like, you know, like if you come and you go and you have to do your procedure,
mm-hmm.
It would be better if people already get counseling before, right? Like you already get informed and you learn about the society, how, what they want and how the whole procedure works, and so that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they get it now afterwards, and then they get a chance to go back.
Okay, that's something. And you are here because you are also a rapper.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So maybe we need to do an intermezzo with some music if you're already ready, or do you need to warm up first? I don't know how you do this.
Could also play one of your songs you requested first, whatever you like.
Okay.
Let's play one of the songs you requested, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one?
Anyone?
All right, well, let's start off with the Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, let's go.
Juicy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Komt ie.
Dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tip back to my tick cock. Smoking weed down, move zipper won't probably stop. Way back when I get black Lambo jet. It didn't had them much. Remember Rapido, the hard. They never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I am tight. Time to get paid, blow up like they wanted. Bond dealer, the opposite. I remember when I used to eat sardine for dinner. It they wrong this what the day posky. Fuck Master Flex or the posky. I blowing up like they thought I would. Call the Crips in number 7 wood. It's all good, huh? And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Who you are? Let them hold it down. Uh-huh. Check it out. I ruined the chain from the cam motif. So I blowing up like a Cambo leech. Wanna turn the stiff, my man do want this to win. Spell love is it then Louis the Moe. Daddy days keep me beast me. Got you so diss me. Now they got letter cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, they rapping stuff. Nice to use to get the ghetto stuff now. When the tentos down from the city, yeah, from the east coast. Indoors for Queens, indoors for weeks. So lassie, AM1 meant speak. Leave it down with no fear. Could buy 5 carry my baby guys, yeah. Lunches, introduced by the fool. Consider the fool, cause I run from the high school. Stereotype of a black man misunderstood. Cause it still look good, huh? And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Who you are? Then they hold it down. Uh-huh. Super when indoors, when a Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50 days cream, money green, want a sofa. Get 2 grams, money green, want a sofa. Get no one cheese pack. No need to worry, cause do that. And my uncle was lousing. Celebrate every day, no more public housing. Thinking back when I done new shot. Now my mom killed the bar when I went to the back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my name is up in the sauce. Waste of that sun, I'm on this toss. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Bad days was the worst days. Now this champagne where we toss days. Then when I love the life I live, cause I move from negative and positive. Why it's so good? And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Who you are, who you are. Then the only them. Now you know, nigga.
Bop, 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 bop.
Such a nice voice.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, really warm. And it's also sad for the people that they couldn't see you. Because you're a real entertainer, man.
Yeah.
Like you were on stage.
Yeah. I always love to do that.
Yeah. How did the love for music started?
I always love music, you know. Our family, we love music in our family. Yeah. So when I grew up, then I just love music. Like, I'm addicted on music.
What kind of music were you listening to?
Nigerian music.
Nigerian music?
Yeah, a lot. So when we was at school, we always have a game that we always play, which is Bologi.
Bologi is the name of the game.
Yeah. So somebody will put his hand in the table, and then he have to say a artist name. So the person who's not playing, is a witness. So like 6 to 7 guys will just be around the table. Then one person will put his hand. Then the other person, they tell the other person the musician name. And then everybody will just whop your hand in the table. Like you put your hand in the table, then somebody will come, poop. Then you have to call a artist name.
Sounds like a pretty fine and game.
Yeah. It was dope though. It was dope that time.
Yeah.
So you have to call an artist name, and if that artist name is not correct to the one you see, then the game have to continue. So the game have to continue till one person say the same artist name that you tell to the person who is not playing.
So when you're talking about Nigerian artists, are you talking about like the Afrobeat artists, like that are hot right now?
Yeah, no. That time we don't even know Burna Boy. And Burna Boy was not popping as that time. Davido, Wizkid, Ricardo Banks, and Moth, Maven. Record artists, Cardo Banks, Tiwa Savage, and lots of them.
Good artists. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So Burna Boy isn't a good artist?
Also, but I mean, like, I'm sorry. Whoa.
You're excused.
So as that time was 2015.
What was then?
It was a long time ago.
Oh, but then you were playing the game also. Yeah. Did you also play the game in the Netherlands with some people?
I tried, but no, it didn't work.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if we want to play that game right now, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
He knows all the artists.
Yeah. I'm really
Mohammed
not good at this.
Beat us bad.
Yeah. And if you make your own music, where do you rap about?
Ooh.
Where do you write about?
Struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I always make a sad song, then I rap about it.
You make first a sad song and then a rap?
No, sad beats.
Sad beats. Yeah.
Then I rap on it. And yeah. And struggle, now I start rapping about love.
It's true, yeah.
But is it also sort of therapy for you to rap about the struggles?
Yeah. Yeah, I started rapping about struggles, and then I thought that I would never rap about love, those kind of stuff. And then I said to Monique, I will never rap about love. Then he said, oh, doggy, doggy, you know. And then from then I started rapping about love because I was like trying to rap about love and those kind of stuff, but it was not on my head.
You changed. Yeah. Did it.
Yeah. You made some good stuff in the studio. The love songs, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you help him with songs also, or do you just listen? Or?
Well, we talk about it, definitely, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how I can, if I listen to it, if I like it, or what he can improve. But I'm not a professional, of course. But I love to also sit in the studio and listen to it and see the magic happen.
Yeah.
With all the other artists, they collaborate together, and then you can see just the talent and the buzz going up. You know, they get inspired by each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
And most of the time too, when I make music, I try to let other people listen to it and try to see what is good and what is the fault on the music. So on my music, I'm not ashamed. Like if you tell me that you have to raise your voice high in that part, then next I will raise my voice high.
Oh, you just ask for some critics, yeah. And then you can improve it.
Yeah.
And where's the studio? Where can you make music?
Amsterdam, Zuidoost.
In Zuidoost.
Yeah,
is it also from Javier Quirido? Or is it from friends of you? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
No, it is. It's a collaboration with François from the department from Javier Doet, the music department.
Mm-hmm.
And then Levi on studio, and he's collaborating with François, and he's introducing people to music there. They can go there, record, and this for all the departments of HVO.
Yeah, but everybody's welcome over there.
Yeah, exactly. And just recently this year, they opened it up also for people that are undocumented, but they don't get financed for undocumented people, so they can walk in there. But it's before they couldn't. Like even now, they still on paper they can't. Like they are welcome. Like to see and join, like that. And they can have fun and meet other people. But I think it's also a good thing that it's Javier's opening more of their doors for everybody, because everybody should have a chance to.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it? I can imagine it's difficult. But how is it to be undocumented in the Netherlands, and that you cannot participate to many things? How do you deal with this?
Oh, it's hard. You have to be strong, you know, for real. You have to be strong, because most of the time, the way people see you is not the way you see people. So it's complicated.
They see you different?
Yeah. The way people see you and the way you see people is different.
And what is the difference, do you think, they see?
Because you cannot do so many things. Mm-hmm.
What are the things you aren't able to do because of your status? What do you miss?
Ooh. Mm. School. You cannot go to good school. You cannot go to good school. And again, you cannot go to good party, like to chill with other people, something like that.
How come you can't go to a party though? I mean, I understand the school part, and that's pretty messed up, because school is pretty important. I'm really important, but the party part. Why couldn't you go to a party? Why can't you go to a party?
Man, you have to have ID, no?
The door.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think that's something like a lot of people don't really think about.
Most of them forget their ID.
Like me, when I go to a party, I look young, so most of the time they look at my face like, and no ID, so you just have to walk off, you know?
Yeah, do you still try it sometimes?
Yeah, but we go to a place where...
where it's possible. I know. I think you're looking for possibilities. So there are some possibilities in the city, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the summer, I think it's also like, then you also have more things in the park or, right? Like
with free entrance outside.
Yeah.
Festivals. Yeah. Sometimes where you don't have to show something. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. They have some clubs, some disco in Amsterdam. You don't have to show ID. Yeah, you don't have to show any ID. You just have to go and not just enjoy yourself and just go, just go your way. Yep. So we usually go to those places and a place where they can say, "Why is your ID?" Those kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because there are lots of people in the line. So if you go like without no ID, people will be watching you different. So it's better you stay away.
Mm, yeah. You know the places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we hear something of your own music? Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to count off? Like from three? 3, 2, 1 and you start?
No, I want to say something first.
All right.
When you guys say that you guys want me to come and do something in your radio station, I make a song. She don't even know about it.
Big surprise.
True that, yeah.
Yeah. So I make a song, so I keep it like 2 months.
Oh, wow, special.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah.
You gonna do that now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're ready for you.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Take the stage.
I'm counting off. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. I don't choose to be single, but I have to be. Before, when I was struggling, none of them see me. As soon as I get the money, everybody wanna open. They call me mystery boy of the jewelry I'm wearing. I hope they're surprised when they see me transforming. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. She was there with me when I don't have any money. When I was still looking for someone who can save me. Take her to the festivals when I'm singing. Introduce her to everybody. Nowadays, look the way me and now we are walking. In the red carpet, everybody keep watching. Paparazzi taking pictures. You know we like it. Promise her, gonna fight for her till eternity. Till eternity. Promise I gonna fight for her till eternity. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be hard. This is the message I want to give, man, to all the youngest. Be careful what you're doing, cause it's not easy. Life is like a gamble, it's just how you play it. You have 6, you have 5, you have 4, you know. You have 3, you have 2, you have 1 again. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win too. It is what it is, so you know what I mean. If it's not hard, then it's not gonna be hard. Then it's not gonna be hard. If it's not hard, then it's not gonna be hard. Then it's not gonna be hard. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her. If it's not her, then it's not gonna be her. Then it's not gonna be her.
I like that chorus too, though.
Yeah, me too.
If it's not her, then I was gonna try it, but I'm not gonna try it. I'm gonna pull back. I'm gonna leave it up to you, Mohammed. But the chorus, that sounded good, man. That sounded good.
Thanks.
Great.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah. I make it when I was in the shower.
In the shower?
Yeah.
And are you also going to record this? Or do you just...
Yeah. I'm going to record it, yeah. Oh, as soon as I leave here.
Yeah. So we were actually planning the show on another date, but it couldn't happen on that moment. Can you maybe explain a bit what is happening next week?
Yeah, I'm going to Ter Apel.
You're going to Ter Apel.
Yeah.
For the Haza.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's quite exciting.
I wait for it for 3 years, so yeah.
Oh, you were already waiting for 3 years?
Yeah, for it.
And what is really going to happen now? You have to go there?
You have to go there and fight for your case again. So yeah, this time, maybe you have chance.
So you can afterwards you can legally stay here. That's the goal,
that's
I guess.
The goal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you ever been to Ter Apel?
No, never been to Ter Apel. No.
It's far.
It's far.
It is pretty far. Yeah.
Also didn't been there. But do you know how it looks like over there?
I saw some pictures, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I heard some stories, of course.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah. You have to wait a while over there. And how do you defend your case? How does it look like?
Well, you first, before, like when people are living in the, in our shelter, they got have time to prepare the case with the legal advisor. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the lawyer to see if the case is strong enough. If the case and then is presented, then they say, okay, it's good enough. Then you have a chance with this case. Then you get a chance to register again at Ter Apel and file your case. And then it's sort of a waiting game. You go there, you get registered, and then you wait until they place you in another camp somewhere else in the Netherlands.
Okay.
Another shelter.
Where is space?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That can be in Maastricht or Groningen or wherever. Mm-hmm. And then it's a waiting game. You can still also collect evidence or about your life or other things like that you need, and prepare yourself. And then you get an interview. That's also important. So the interview about your hearing, you can say.
Yeah.
So then you have to present again yourself and your story and everything.
And do you have to do this on your own, the interview, or it's?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you just do it on your own. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you have some success stories, because you work at the undocumented place?
Yeah.
That you send it some people to Ter Apel and then
afterwards. Definitely.
Yeah.
Once in a while, yeah, definitely somebody comes back, or the other time somebody also told us like they have a positive, and everybody was really happy for her and clapping, and she was giving us the message in a group of people, so that was really hopeful for everybody.
Yeah. And afterwards, if you have a positive sign and you're really really mm-hmm. pumped up, and then where do you go there then afterwards?
Yeah, that's also another challenge. Yeah, because then
can you come back to have your querido then, or
no?
Oh well, I don't know.
Well, that's another project that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. That would be nice, right? But for now, it's the COA or the government that's supposed to give you then a house or help you with accommodation.
Yeah.
But as we know, there's not too many houses available, right? So you sort of step into the system of Holland and the housing issues and everything. So you start to register maybe first as a homeless person, and you have to wait for a house. People wait in Ter Apel or in another shelter.
Yeah.
So a lot of people also have their documents, but they're still in Ter Apel or in another shelter.
Waiting for a house or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and now they're sort of also looking at those group of people, like, okay, maybe we should put them in another shelter maybe then, until they have a time to get until it's their time to get a house. Or so it's another thing.
So you have to be very, very patient.
The patience, yeah.
Yeah. And do you, if you have the positive sign, do you want to go back to Amsterdam then, or to Assen maybe,
ooh,
or to Friesland?
Or to another country? I was just about to ask, what's the main goal, to stay in Holland or the...
Yeah, I would love to stay in Holland, and I would love to be close to Amsterdam.
Yeah, because you've made friends over here, you have the studio.
Even if it's not in Amsterdam, but close to Amsterdam is good for
me. It's also fine.
Because you lived in Drenthe, and where else in Holland?
Den Helder.
Den Helder. All right.
Yeah, it was cold, man.
It was cold. A lot of wind.
Yeah. Den Helder.
Yeah. I've also heard that you're not only a rapper, but you're also in a band?
Yeah.
Maybe you rap in the band, or do you do something else
there? Yeah. Before I start going to recording, then I do lots of performance. Then there was a woman in a Medivaca in Avio Credo, mm-hmm. just have this paper, this picture, something. Then he said, oh, you can't try this, you know. Then he said, you can't try this. Then I look at the paper, then I try it. But in the beginning, it was not easy when I was there, because the beat, it's fast, so you have to rap fast. So in the beginning, I was not used to it. It was not my style.
Yeah, what sort of band is it? Is it called the Mystifiers?
Yeah.
It's a big band, or not?
Nah, it's not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big band. It's also like a collaboration, right? From Javio Querido.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Yeah.
They've been here once, but I think it's a band of made of bands.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Oh, of
so
course.
That's why I don't know that too much information about. Yeah, but yeah, in the beginning it was not easy. I was like, it was saai for me a little bit.
Was it saai?
Oh, it's a Dutch word.
Saai, you found it saai?
Yeah.
It was not your type of music.
Yeah, it was not my type of style, but yeah, I'm somebody, I don't give up on things, you know? I just keep going.
Sometimes life is boring, sometimes, yeah, you know?
So what is your type of music? So rap, or do you listen to any other type of music?
Oh, rap, Afrobeat. That's all.
That's it. Rap and Afrobeat.
Yeah.
No R&B or
old school. I love old school. Yeah.
All right. And when it comes to creating your own sound as an artist, like who did you look up to?
Biggie Small.
That's it. Just Biggie.
Yeah.
All right. I hear that.
And do you have some more raps for us? Because we're really curious.
No problem.
Does he have to count for you?
I was also thinking maybe if you have a music beat under it. Or
do you have something, Armando?
What kind of beat would you like? Or do you have like one beat in particular that comes to mind?
That you use?
Hip-hop.
Yeah,
hip-hop, yeah. But then, I mean, you have to know the beat because it has to, how you call it, like, fuse with your rap.
Okay, I make this song before, so it was Beastmaker.
All right.
It's an old school song.
All right. You're going to do it a cappella?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Well, let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right.
The song is, She Really Got Me Tripping. She Really Got Me Tripping. I met her in the park. See, man, she was walking. Love at first sight. She really got me crazy. My friend telling me, Mo, you have to say something. I said, oh my God, she really got me shaking. I think my energy, and then I start talking. She never replies. She really got me tripping. 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 I give her everything, love and money. She took my heart away and she started running. I tell her hello, she say, how are you doing? Look at the way she just blushing. She looks so good with the makeup on. I want to give her everything, even 10 times more. I take her out of the park to see different places. Buy her ice cream and then we start licking. She give my Insta and then I start calling. In the weekend, she never picking.
All right.
She never got tripping.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. Yeah. That sounds good. It does spark some interest, though. So, did you write the song for a particular girl, or?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So how it ended up?
Disappointment.
Oh, shitty.
All right, that's all right. Next one will come along.
Yeah. Whoa. Where are we going?
We still have some songs actually that you requested.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to pick or should I just play one?
Just play one.
All right. So here it comes. Ricardo Banks.
Just be comfortable. All
right. Ricardo Banks.
Yeah.
Oluwani.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ricardo Banks.
Hey. Congress. Ugo no, go no. Auntie's on the beat, so Ugo, yeah, must, yeah. Say Ricardo on this one, eh. Web you day, when juice no day to mix my gin, oh. Web you day, my girls no agree to dance my disco, oh. Web you day, when Nepa no agree to shine my light. Web you day, when man no sleep till walk all night. Don't jazzy sign the small boy. Small boy turn to biggie man. Small boy buy my mouse. Small boy drive biggie car. Bless you, follow the small boy, oh, eh. Where be you? Guess where be you? Now get a back down, then where be you, eh? Where be you? No, BMW, now Mr. Capable, no, in back W. I bet man, you come, she my life, you know, get comma. I bet man, you come, Charlie, man, I believe man power, yeah. Oh, Luani, you don't see, oh, Luani. Oh, Luani, she, you don't see, oh, Luani. Oluwani, she ti bi Oluwani. Oluwani, she don see Oluwani. Where be you de, when juice no de to mix my gin, oh, oh. Where be you de, my girls no great to dance my disco, oh. Where be you de, when nepa no great to shine my light. Where be you de, when man no sleep to work all night, eh. All my people don't make them. All my girls, everybody don't make them. She know God, they bless them. She know God, now Papa God, now don't they bless me. All my guys, they late. All the guys, they hate. All of them, they late too. All the guys, they none over. All the guys, they none over. Yeah. Oluwani, you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, she you don't see Oluwani. Oluwani, she ti be Oluwani. Oluwani, she you don't see Oluwani. Where be you de, when juice no de to mix my gin, oh, oh. Where be you de, my girls no great to dance my disco, oh. Where be you de, when nepa no great to shine my light. Where be you de, when man no sleep to walk all night. John Jazzy sign the small boy. Small boy turn to the biggie man. Small boy buy mama house. Small boy drive biggie car. Blessing follow the small boy, oh.
Yeah, thank you, Mysterious M. Tuck, 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 tuck. So, we were also talking about school.
Yeah.
That you actually wanted to go to school. And I was wondering... what would you like to do if you have the papers over here? And what kind of work would you like to do?
Ooh.
Did you? Are you thinking about this sometimes?
Yeah. Let me be honest. I'm not that too smart at school.
Maybe you don't know it yet.
Yeah.
No, I don't know yet. But I'm just saying, like. Other people too are the same talent I have in music. Other people too are smart at school, but they didn't have the opportunity to go to school.
When was the last time you actually went to school? When you were able to go to school?
I was in school in Amsterdam.
All right.
Boost. It's not the school, but it's just a school for undocumented people.
All right. So what do you learn at? Like, what kind of classes they give at that school?
And they have a book, and then you guys can just go through the book. Yeah, you guys have to finish the book.
Yeah, but the book is, what's the book about?
It's a Dutch lesson.
All right. It makes sense.
Something like that.
It's just for the language.
Yeah.
And you speak a bit Dutch, right?
You can speak Dutch. Yeah.
All right. You can understand it. So you learned that.
Yeah.
Okay, but do you have to learn it yourself? You just read the book?
No.
Or is there a teacher also?
Yeah, there's a teacher, and then you guys have to read the book together and learn the book.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And maybe if you just think about your dreams, what kind of work, what are you going to do then? Are you going to be a famous rapper or?
Yeah,
of course.
And I want to be able to help other people too. So I want to become a rapper and manager at the same time.
Oh, the manager possible. Of other talents.
Yeah, a manager to manage young people too who have talent but not have the opportunity to pursue their talent, like music.
Oh, that's really, really nice.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like her.
Fits in my dream. Yeah.
Yeah, just like her. How do you mean that?
Just like what she do.
Helping people.
Yeah, helping people.
And We were also talking about the performance you did. Yeah. What was the kind of bit scary? Are there going to be talent shows in the future? More performances?
I hope so.
You hope so? Do you know something about this?
Yeah, well, we hope to organize another talent show this year. Emiliano and I are looking into it again. We try to do every year another type of place close to one of the shelters.
Yeah.
So we hope to do it again end of this year, somewhere in November.
Okay.
Of course, even if Mo is in another place, he comes. He can. He's always welcome to come back and perform.
Yeah, of course. And what sort of talents did you have last time?
It's all kinds of talents. Like it's woodwork or poetry, singing, rapping, gardening.
Gardening, showing on a stage.
We had a talent show in the shelter where they have a garden.
Ah.
So it was in summer, so people could also walk around. And inside we had some artists also from the neighborhood. So people that lived around that also had their art hanging there. And we had Ibrahim that was with you last week in the studio.
Yeah, with the coffee,
And he performed coffee and with his woodwork.
Ah, cool.
And Mo rapped, of course.
Yeah.
And HVO band was there. And we also had another person from the shelter, Jackie. She made a video. So I helped her with a video from VVN, so Vluchtelingenwerk. We went there to get an interview from VVN, what they are doing. And she all edited that. And we also played it on the talent show. So it's very...
Hilarious. Yeah, sounds beautiful.
But it's really cool. It's really beautiful to see all the people like being their best selves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, we're almost ending, but
almost out of time.
We still have some time. If we want to listen to your music, is it possible to look you up on the internet? Are you on YouTube?
No.
No?
But I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also look forward to that.
Something to work towards.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a good goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Still time for some songs? One song, maybe.
There's one.
What do you want to do?
I'm making a song about Amsterdam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds a good reason to come back.
Yeah.
So whenever you got that song ready, let us know.
I think I have it on my telephone.
You can.
And now you mention it.
It's not finished, but you guys can hear the parts I did.
Some snippets.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I don't know if we got time right now, though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes on.
2 minutes is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
2 minutes, and then you also wanted to say something, right?
Yeah. Maybe I can say it now.
Yeah.
Or
you're looking it up.
Yeah.
She's saying something, and then we end with your song.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, it is also even though you're looking up a song right now, Mo. I'm talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I just really wanted to thank you for all your good energy and everything we did together with the music. It made me so happy to see you happy, and I wish you all the best. Going to Ter Apel and everything, I'm really hopeful for you.
Yeah.
And you're always welcome here with us in Amsterdam. And it's not the end. So I think we all will keep a friendship, and I will keep in contact with you.
Yeah.
So that definitely. But I wish you all the best and thank you.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's all yours. Beautiful. We're looking for the song right now.
So yes.
Take a breath.
Some anticipation.
So this is a song that you wrote or performed? Or a song of another artist?
I wrote it from the time I was in, from the time I came to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't have the chance to make the lyrics yet.
Mm-hmm.
The chorus was in my head.
Okay.
And these few time then I make the lyrics, and but it's not finished yet, so wait.
Wow, we're really, really curious now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Amazing.
So I can play it?
Yes, you can. Oh, you play it on their phone.
Yeah. Oh, I can do freestyle on it.
Yeah, let's go. I think it's a bit too soft.
Yeah. I can do freestyle.
You want to freestyle it? You want to freestyle it a cappella again or with a beat?
Yeah, or just without the beat.
All right, no all beat. Right. There you go. Stage okay. Yours.
Welcome to Amsterdam, Amsterdam. Welcome to Amsterdam, Amsterdam. The city everybody wanna see, full of histories. You know what I mean? You can smoke what you want, drink what you want, eat what you want, nobody give up. In the night, man, I like to chill with my lady. But that we are eating, you know that we like it. The city light, man, is shining bright in our faces. Amsterdam, man, is the place that you're missing. Amsterdam, Amsterdam. Welcome to Amsterdam, Amsterdam. The young dudes like to go to school, like to study too. Can you wear shoes? All of them they be wearing. Different people, different cultures, different nationalities like to come together and party. See the way, man, see the way I keep dancing. I love the way, man, everybody is smiling. Oh, Amsterdam gonna give you what you want. Amsterdam gonna give you what you're looking for. Amsterdam, Amsterdam.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love it.
Thank you.
Good
Monique.
Ambassador.
Thank you, Mo.
Yeah. For them.
See you next time.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You go bow for the result. Nothing to discuss. Cause I did win by default. And without any doubt. I'm a me, I be a doubt. I no go feed the girl. I no go feed the girl. It's out. I'm a mind that's really. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. I know holy and I know that kepo. Like the baba frayo, my ayo, don't cry yo. Ani bibo ashayo, ani bibo ashayo, ani bibo ashayo, ashayo, ashayo. Soboma, I dey try to buy moto, one Toyota Corolla. My feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Feelings been they swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lucky Bona. Now some money remake could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Tip Tip Timbani catch you, at you. I'm a white dog in Fendi suit. Why you say I did nothing for you when if I do anything you want me to do? If I do anything you want me to do, maybe another time, maybe another life, you will be my wife and we'll get it right. Young cast, last, now everybody got your breakfast. I have to say bye bye yo, to the love of my life. My ayo, don't cry yo, I need people and shadow. Oh,